Shalom, saints of God, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my soulmate and minister of God's Word, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Thank you, honey, and shalom to our friends and fellow servants of our Lord. Tonight we will conclude chapter 24 of Matthew.
It's been a great journey.
And then we'll talk about the Feast of Trumpets since it is coming this weekend. Also, our next teaching newsletter will also go out later this week, and we'll review these three fall feasts as well. If you are not on our mailing list, you might want to be. So, let us now give glory to God.
Glory to you, Abba Father. May tonight's program ascend a sweet essence to your throne. And may all those listening tonight be especially blessed. We exalt you and forever thank you for our salvation through your only Son, who was born a man. Next month, to be the ultimate sacrifice for anyone who chooses to accept your free gift. We pray that the anticipation of our resurrection will awaken our loved ones who do not know you. We pray for those all affected by Hurricane Fiona, and like the footprints in the sand, we thank you for carrying our burdens and keeping them light. We ask in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen. So as usual, this time of year, I receive many videos that show the resurrection / rapture will be this year. And those are usually produced by good Christian brothers and sisters, but who just haven't really studied thoroughly their Hebraic roots, and that includes Jewish Christians as well.
Or the writings of Enoch.
And the Essenes, who fled to the wilderness of Qumran from the Sadducees, who they believed were hypocrites teaching error. These men of God have been most enlightening to me, especially about the Jubilees, and that there are only 120 of them since Adam, therefore confirming Genesis 6:3, which should read Jubilees and not years in this context. With that said, we will be getting into more of the Essenes later in the year, and how they help to connect the dots of Scripture.
Oh, and by the way, they never contradict.
Right, which is the true test to its authenticity. And many believe John the Baptist was an Essene. Anyhow, the top reason I do not believe the rapture is this weekend is, of course, as we have said often, is the Daniel 9:27 covenant Scripture that will initiate the seven-year tribulation. That covenant is not ready yet, but many believe it's on the path because of the Abraham Accords.
Which could be the foundation.
Yes, everyone wants to see peace in the Middle East, but here's the rub.
Jerusalem.
Exactly. When the Jews are willing to give away their precious land to the enemy, as to the Palestinians for their capital or Rome, or even just share their sovereignty that God won back for them in the 1967 war, that's the line they cannot cross.
But we know they will.
Yes, according to Ezekiel 36:5 and Joel 3 verse 2. And I just read again that there are some of the Jewish leaders, including its mayor, said they would be willing to divide East Jerusalem for the Palestinians. And, of course, Biden supports wholeheartedly a two-state solution. So it will happen, just not quite ready this year.
So we still have time to give the gospel.
Amen. And the Jews are excited. They just received 5 red heifers last week from Tennessee. I always thought they had to be born in Israel, which is why they were sent many pregnant heifers a few years ago. But as they grew, they just weren't perfect. And about 10 years ago, they thought they had a few unblemished heifers born from their own flock in Israel. But again, as they grew, they also had too many white or black hairs.
And these 5 are not old enough to be sure.
Right. They're also too young to sacrifice, which is at least 2 years old, and I have also heard 3 years. But the Bible does not say. So the age ruling must be from the Mishnah or the Talmud.
But right now, they are between 5 and 8 months.
So we're looking at 2024 or 25 before they could be sacrificed for the ashes, which, by the way, contain lye, L-Y-E, which is a disinfectant and only contained in the totally red heifers. That's amazing. Which is, of course, why they were needed in the Old Testament for purification. And, you know, everything must go back to the way it was before Christ to finish Daniel's 70th week.
But even more so, God did it for typology.
And there is a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
As Jesus is the red heifer, which is why it has to be red, which represents sin, and Jesus took on the sins of the world. Also, I now believe that since the unblemished heifer was sacrificed on Mount of Olives, that it's more likely where Jesus was crucified as well. And we have more reasons to believe that, but we're going to leave that for another time. But, you know, even the red crimson robe that they laid on Jesus is a type of his carrying the sins of the world on his back. And it was made out of sheep's wool, and we are his sheep, so he carried our sins for us, his sheep. And there's only been 9 red heifers in Israel's history, and the rabbis insist for the last 2,000 years that the 10th heifer would usher in the Messiah.
How right they are.
And there's a lot more typology that we will cover in the coming months. But these are certainly very exciting times.
Well, you know, bottom line is we are close to the rapture.
And I think I agree to that.
Okay, we always welcome your thoughts to Sheila at shofarministries.net, where you can also send your end time questions or call the office with your detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Please consider a love offering, and we'll be sure to add you to our mailing list for any updates and biblical teachings. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where all the past radio and teaching newsletters are archived for your added learning.
Okay, let's look at the final section of Matthew 24. Last week we examined the phrase, no one knows the day or the hour, and looked at how it was at the time of Noah. Tonight we will be in verses 45 through 51 to conclude our series. Therefore, let us read about the faithful servant and the evil servant. Verse 45.
Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his master made ruler over his household, to give them food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Assuredly, I say to you, that he will make him ruler over all his goods. But if that evil servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming, and begins to beat his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunkards, the master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him and at an hour that he is not aware of, and will cut him in two and appoint his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
So verses 45 through 47 reflects the attitude of Israel's religious leaders leading up to Yeshua's first coming. If they had been feeding them the whole word, not just Torah, but also the prophets, Psalms, and Proverbs, that would have completed their nourishing food.
Yeah, the word is our spiritual food.
Amen. And the only way we can grow in him. Therefore, more than just a few thousand might have recognized who and why he came. And besides the prophets, I do like the Proverbs.
Yes, as in the fourth proverb.
Right, because it really exalts wisdom as God's queen and serious commands from our Father. and warns us not to forsake her, but retain his words to get understanding and for preservation. It actually says to love her, exalt her, embrace her, and she will be your crown of glory to give you grace and deliver you. Wisdom is the most principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, for she will bring you honor.
And your years will be many.
And when you walk, your steps will not be hindered. And when you run, you will not stumble. And honey, read verse 13.
Take firm hold of instruction. Do not let go. Keep her, for she is your life.
Do you hear that?
It's your life.
Yeah. So this plays in with Matthew 24, that a servant cannot have God's wisdom without understanding and cherishing the Word of God.
Yeah, it's impossible.
The Word makes one wise, and then you can lead over others.
And faithfulness is attached to that.
Here, food is both literal, as their leader made sure there was proper food, but it's also spiritual, because God's food is the Word, and it teaches us, well, God's timeline. Today we are in the season of the great harvest in the last days, and we know that because we consume the Word with passion.
Yeah, the meat, not just the milk.
Exactly. So we can see here how this does particularly apply to Israel. For at the time of his first coming, the leadership was anything but faithful and wise. Instead, they led the people astray by adding unnecessary rules called fences to the law, and certainly not knowing much of what their own scriptures taught about their Messiah. Hence, the comparison to the evil steward who says, "Oh, my master is not coming for a long time." They couldn't know if they didn't study the prophets.
And you know, Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
He is. So here in Matthew 24, we see that the servant acts, shall we say, unrighteously, as recorded in verses 48 through 51.
Therefore, they're not looking for him.
And we all know people like that today. Obviously, the unrighteous are not expecting him at all. But God has given anyone who wants it that information of recognizing the signs and being forewarned, so we can know for sure, at least the season. And back then, God even sent live prophets to them, which they seldom listened to.
Yeah, and they even killed some of them.
So therefore, not looking and certainly not expecting. This parable of the servants also represent the people of Israel who will be God's stewards during the tribulation.
At Christ's return, the nation will be judged.
Yes, verse 51 sounds gruesome, but the faithful sheep will be received into the kingdom, and the unfaithful goats, Matthew 25, will be excluded from the kingdom. Here again, the faithfulness is that which springs from faith in Christ, which is attained through his word, while the unfaithfulness is produced because of no word, producing a lack of faith in Christ. Thus, in view of the many signs, we are all exhorted to be watchful, give the gospel, and be prepared to also defend it and remain faithful. And by the way, what we do here as a servant of God will affect how we rule in the kingdom. Also in verse 51, the Greek word for cut in two is dichotomeo, is translated shall cut him in pieces, which happened to some condemned criminals, by the way. This also refers to how they would cut certain sacrifices and how Abraham, if you recall in Genesis 15:10, split the animals in two when he made covenant with God. Now, since the unrighteous will have to suffer the consequences of not accepting the sacrifice of Christ, they will pay the sacrifice themselves with their own bodies.
And go where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Confirming a literal place of eternal torment.
All right, then. Let's talk about Feast of Trumpets.
Or Rosh Hashanah, meaning head of the year. And those of you who have been listening for a while know that every year at this time, we get excited because we believe that some year the resurrection / rapture will happen. Most of us, as new believers, were taught that Jesus could call us up to meet him in the air at any time. And we're okay with that, except, however, in this last generation, ordained by God's direction and on purpose, our spiritual knowledge has intentionally increased.
Particularly to the Church of Philadelphia.
Who are the more noble, as Acts points out. The generation that saw the fig tree blossom in 1948 and those born after that is when the Holy Spirit further opened his bride's eyes to our lost Hebrew roots, which for me has connected so many dots, it's been actually breathtaking.
Well, like the piece is fitting perfectly in an end time puzzle.
Just to understand the deeper meaning of the feast, all outlined in Leviticus 23, reveals a plethora of insights.
And along with the wedding customs.
Oh, yes, that too. And then you will have a pretty good handle on how it will be. And you do not have to be a Bible expert to get this. Even children, when properly taught, can understand it. When asked, what makes me pine in these last days, besides the many lost souls, is that the majority of his church chooses to remain ignorant of his appointments, his Jewish customs and phrases commonly used in Jesus' day and used throughout the New Testament.
That's why we remain on the air.
Right, to reach more Christians. And because of the Internet, and by the way, only in this generation, can we be heard all across the globe.
Much thanks to those of you who faithfully give so we can continue to do so.
Yes. Thank you for listening to the Holy Spirit's prodding. All right. This is very important now, so put it in your notes. The Hebrew word for feast is moed, M-O-E-D, which actually means appointments. Four appointments have literally been kept by Jesus, and three are left. Also, convocation means rehearsal. So, honey, please read the intro passage to Leviticus 23 using those words.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the appointments of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy rehearsals, these are my appointments.
Whose appointments?
The Lord's.
Mm-hmm. So not just for the Hebrews, although they are the first to adhere to them, but anyone who accepts our Lord and chooses to be grafted in, Romans 11, and actually you can't deny that everyone is affected by the unusual events of his fulfillments of his first four appointments.
And he fulfilled the Sabbath with his first coming as well.
He did. For he is our Sabbath rest because he lives in all believers. And, you know, Hebrews 4 really addresses that. So his seven appointments are both literally historic as well as to be literally kept by Jesus Christ. So he did fulfill Passover. He did fulfill unleavened bread, first fruits, and Pentecost by sending the Holy Spirit. And, of course, we went over those last spring.
And are up on our webpage.
Now there's just three fall appointments left.
To be fulfilled at the close of the church age.
Yes, and it all begins with the sound of the last trump. We've talked about this before. It's an idiomatic phrase for the Feast of Trumpets.
Or Rosh Hashanah.
Yes. It is the anniversary of the creation and specifically man's creation on the sixth day of the week. That would be Friday. You know, Rosh Hashanah lasts for 2 days, and that's so that they could be sure that they see the new moon on Tishri 1 or 2. Always at the time of the fall harvest.
The new moon conveys a new beginning.
Therefore, when the resurrection rapture occurs, it will definitely mean a new beginning for all the righteous and a new but not so good beginning for those left behind. And this year, it's celebrated on September 25th, Sunday. I think that's next Sunday, beginning at sundown till Tuesday, September 27th, ending at sundown.
So, we don't know which day or hour.
That's right. And we saw in Matthew 24, that was a common phrase for Rosh Hashanah back in those days. And besides the scripture, the famous one that we memorize in 1 Thessalonians 4, referring to the trumpet of God, well, Paul writes later and details it even further in 1 Corinthians 15:51 by adding that it's at the last trump. And we'll say it again. That is a huge clue, people. Paul even starts off by stating it had been a mystery, thereby unknown to the church, before he revealed that very big gold nugget. And we have a minute, so let's read that in 1 Corinthians 15:51.
Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed.
All right, and we're going to leave you with that, and we'll pick it up here next week, if we are still here, of course. Meanwhile, let me ask you, are you saved by his blood? There is a supreme God who sent his only Son, so anyone can have eternal life with him, should you choose to. But it's always your choice. So, right now, there is still time. Just give your heart and life to the Lord. Don't wait. Admit you are a sinner and just invite him in. Let him rule over you. Let him be Lord over you. And if you really mean it, then you are sealed forever to enter in his kingdom. And by the way, if you think you must wait till you can stop being a sinner, well, that's stinking thinking. Because I'm still a sinner, but now I am saved by grace. So, please, don't wait any longer. Get saved, and then let God do the changing. Because in and of ourselves, we are nothing. And we'll always fail on our own. And then immediately start reading his word, and he will supernaturally grow in you and change you from the inside out. It is a miracle, and it can be your miracle. So just do it. And of course, I want to leave you with the Aaronic blessing from Numbers 6:22. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So till next time, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who love her, we're talking about Jerusalem, which is going to be your home. Those who love her will prosper. That's Psalms 122, 6. So, till we meet again, shalom.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.